You ready to be counted in, Gene?
I'm so happy to be counted in, finally.
We're ready in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Bam. Mom is back in the studio, bitches. That's what's up. I hobbled my ass in here. I got a new fucking ankle brace. I'm ready. But first, let me plug my dates, yo, because my shit is back. And we're booked. All right, Columbus, August 12th through 14th. That's Columbus, Ohio. And then Austin, I'm finally doing The Creek in the Cave, September 9th through 11th. And then Oklahoma City at the Bricktown Comedy Club, September 23rd through 25th. Indian Apple Tits at Helium, October 6th and 7th. And then Denver at the Comedy Works, which is just fantastic, October 21st through 23rd. Raleigh, North Carolina in November. And then the Salt Lake City date has been rescheduled at Wise Guys, November 26th through 28th. I believe that's Thanksgiving weekend, so avoid your family and come see me do poop jokes instead. San Antonio has been rescheduled to December, and then Orlando, Florida in December as well. I think that was a reschedule. ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. Also, check out YMHStudios.com for new merch. There's a new Christina P shirt up now. The guys really put together a nice ensemble. Have you seen this shirt? That's nice. First of all, that's really... Look what's new in the store. Christina not included, so that the perverts know that they can't fuck me. This is Rob Eiler, by the way. Hi.
Hi. I think you made a mistake, by the way.
What did
I say? It's Native American apple tits.
Oh. Fuck. No, I think you mean indigenous peoples.
Oh, sorry. Did I...
Flog yourself. God damn it with my hand. Okay. So where is that shirt? It's really neat. It's the many faces of Christina P. And it's me as in all my incarnations. Where did it go? It's not up there. That's weird. Cool Mom. All that shit. I got some new Cool Mom merch that's going to hit soon. And yeah. All the fun shit in Studio Jeans.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Any hoodles, I'm so glad you're here, Rob Eiler. What up, homie?
Well, your first one back. I'm so honored.
Bruh.
This is big.
I mean, this shit is big time.
Yeah.
Who's Randy? Oh, there it is. Get your shirt now. There's boy and girl cuts. Because, you know, we don't believe in gender in Studio Jeans, but...
There's just cuts. Yeah.
Oh, shit. So how should I refer to this one? It's the...
You don't know that lately men and women are the same size?
I didn't know that.
Small, medium, large, it's all the same.
Shit.
Yeah, well, there's no difference.
Well, because when I buy a formerly known as male... medium, it's boxy, it doesn't really fit my shape, but who am I to judge my shape or the shirt, you know what I mean?
And people are wearing birthing parent jeans.
That's such bullshit. Fuck you, do not take that away from women, you cunts. Chest feeding. That shit makes me so pissed.
It's all just, what it's every day there's like some,
I know. Oh,
there was one that I read the other day that made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's talk about it.
It was. Do you want to read the article?
Of course.
All right, read the article. Google. hold on. It's really funny. Like salmon. Oh my God, what was it? It was something about the Olympics in the Washington Post, how they used salmon for Norway. Look for that. Oh.
Uh-oh. And it's so great.
Look, the Washington Post one. On the left.
Salmon for Norway, Chernobyl for Ukraine.
Oh, you gotta read this. Read this whole thing.
Salmon for Norway, Chernobyl for Ukraine. Korean broadcaster apologizes for, quote, inexcusable Olympics gaffe. So this is the big... Okay, a South Korean television broadcaster that used, quote, inappropriate images for some countries in its Olympics coverage has apologized after the photographs sparked criticism that the network had invoked negative stereotypes. Oh, boy, here we go. In photos for South Korea showed famous buildings and statues and K-pop group BTS. Okay, a piece of salmon was shown for Norway and pizza. Well, pizza's not Norwegian. Oh, topped with pepperoni for Canadian bacon and olives was displayed for Italy. Okay. Other countries' images were less savory. Ukraine was represented by Chernobyl. Yeah, I might not choose their biggest disaster, Chernobyl, for the Ukraine.
Let me tell you something. You haven't read my favorite part yet.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
No. It's all good.
And Haiti's image showed demonstrators in front of a burning street following the recent assassination of the country's president.
Yeah, and still, the next one is my favorite.
Oh, Romania, my cousins. Romania was portrayed by a photo of Count Dracula. Count Dracula. And the neck next to the footage of Mongolia's delegation was a picture of Genghis Khan.
That's where it ends, pretty much. But I mean,
this is hilarious.
And you know what's crazy is, like, this guy just has to apologize and everything's all right. Where, like, other people make one joke.
Yeah.
And they're dead.
Yeah. 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 And it's funny because it says South Korean broadcaster. I thought it may have been a North Korean broadcaster. And then you'd be like, well, I get it. They don't really know much about the world.
Count Dracula.
Those North Koreans. They don't know about the internet. But I'm down for this guy. I wish he would do more of the broadcasts.
That's what I'm saying. We need just a network where all that goes. It's like, tune in here if you want to see that. If you don't, you tune in everywhere else.
Yeah, I think so. I can handle that. I would love that.
I would love that. We only have to start it.
I know.
Are you happy to be back in LA?
So fucking happy. Here's the deal. I'll tell you what. I love Texas. I'm totally down. But shit gets done in LA. Shit gets done in New York and done in LA.
Yeah.
You feel that sense of fucking urgency here, homies. You don't feel that shit in Texas. There is zero sense of urgency with those motherfuckers.
And you don't even know you feel a sense of urgency until you leave. And you're like, why is everyone so dumb? You know? And then you're like, oh, it's because, like, in New York and LA and these places, there's somebody who, like, if you do your job bad for one day, someone's behind you like, I'm next. I'm that guy. I'm that dude, you know, in other places where it's like, oh, if that person goes away, they're like, oh, there's just no one in the store.
That's so true.
Like, you walk in a store and there's no one there.
That's,
you know,
so
New York
true.
City, that's never happened.
Never.
No, because everything would just be taken in 30 seconds.
But
you can't, you know.
That's true. In Austin, it's like, well, I guess, you know, not here today. We're not going to do the smog check on your car. And it's like, we have to get our cars registered in the state of Texas. We haven't been able to because the guy's not there.
Right.
And then, like, just not there.
It's one of those places where, like, you're walking around with something. You're like, where do I pay for this? Like, you don't even know. Where, like, in LA and New York, it's like, where do you think you're going?
I mean, the money. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I'm trying to look at this other shirt. And they're like, no, pay for that one first. Then you could try on the other shirt. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I know. I say in Texas, I'm like, it's like they don't want my money. It's like nobody wants to earn money here, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, take my money. Somebody help me.
First time I went to Florida, I was like, what is going on? Like, I remember, like, walking into the hotel lobby and I was the only person there. I was like, isn't there someone who's supposed to, like, you're allowed to pay and, like, find your room? And I'm like, hello? Like, there's no bell, nothing. And they're just like, and then they come out and see you and they're like, whoa. Take it easy, partner. And you're like, oh, sorry. I just got off a plane. I'm trying to get to, like, and by the way, I already paid for this.
Yeah.
Let me in my room.
Please. I know and then, like, you realize as an Angeleno, like, how, I didn't realize what a bubble culturally we really live in. I did not, I had an idea when I did the road. I was like, dude, LA is fucking weird, right? And now that I live in Texas, I'm like, oh, LA's totally weird. Like,
what do you notice?
I mean, every, like, just this shit alone, like, I was hanging out by the pool today and, like, just, like, taking a picture at the thing and just the you know, listen, Hollywood is show business. It's building the illusion that there's more shit going on than there is. It's about beauty and glamour. And at the same time, you're like, oh, this is such an illusion. It's just bullshit. Like, people care about silliness.
Yeah, I remember just 3 years ago when I moved here, I was like, you know, I want to move by, like, Venice or Santa Monica and go to the beach all the time. And then I went over there and I was like, this is disgusting. It's so.
Well, now it is, right?
It's so. Even before, though, like, we're like trying, you can't get from, like, your car to being on the beach without multiple homeless people interactions.
Yeah. I know. Now, especially,
it's
just, yeah.
And it's what, like, the, well, listen, I grew up in fucking New York City. I understand homeless interactions all day. Like, I get it. That was my life.
It's the gold standard in New York.
But that's why we went to the beach. to get away from that. You know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, wow, this is so, like, I feel like I'm on another planet. Where now it's like there's just homeless people in tents next to you on your towel on the beach.
Well, give LA a minute. You know, we're figuring shit out. It'll come back.
It was like that before Corona.
Was it?
Come on.
It wasn't as bad, though.
It wasn't as bad, but it was still like, you're like, oh, this is gross.
Yeah.
I'm a New Yorker. But then people tell me New York is gross. I'm like, what? There's garbage everywhere. I'm like, this is great.
There is nothing. This is why I'm so adamantly opposed to flip. And forgive me if I've said this before on the show.
Oh, I already know what you're going to say.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
On the street.
In fucking summertime. No. In Judor titties, in the middle of the fucking city. I remember walking with my friend, and it's garbage night or whatever, the night before the garbage man comes. And then it was like, it's cooking. The garbage was cooking in the night. And people walking in fucking flip-flops. I was going to vomit. Like, you're going to put that in your fucking house, bro?
We used to come back from like nightclubs, and it was like, we need a medic, because all the girls would take their shoes off. They'd just be bleeding. Like, they and be like, oh, I don't know, like pulling shards of glass out of their feet. Like, oh, I don't know. What do we want?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
They need hose slides. Why didn't they have their fucking hose slides?
Yeah, this was, well, I mean, this is 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
That shit wasn't even, nobody, no, people were just partying.
They're just partying. Huh?
Yeah. Well, nobody had Shark Tank items in their purse. You know?
The one thing I will say in defense of Texas is how nice they are. Like, these people are, like, our neighbor walked us over cookies that he baked for us. People will just show up and be like, hey, I saw your car in the driveway. You fan of cars? We go driving every week. Tell your husband. Like, I mean, like, the nicest.
I'd be like, no, bang. Don't like cars. Don't like cookies. Don't like people. Don't like food. Don't like water. Don't like noise.
But I'm telling you.
Anything else? Anything? Oh, you got kids? Hate them. I fucking hate. I just hate, like, and that's the thing. You asked me to put together a list of, like, things that I hate
Let's
and stuff for today. It's like.
So many things.
People who talk to you and act like it's normal.
Right. Okay. So, yes, we deal with that in Texas. It's called chit chat. I know. And you have to, but you have to do it because it's cultural. And if you don't chit chat, they think you're like a monster. But see, can I tell you something? I'm guilty of that. And I've done it. I'll talk to people with dogs. Like today I met two different dogs and I was like, who are you? And what's your story? How old is she? And I will talk to you.
But
like
that's because you're just so happy to not see a person. That's why you want to talk to the dog, right? Because you're like, oh, look, dog. Not a human. Like I could like be happy and myself and like friendly. Or when it's just like a bunch of people around and someone's like, hey, I was in the supermarket the other day and someone's like, and it's Whole Foods, so it's like more expensive. Yeah, and some guy literally like shoulders up next to me. He's like, you know, there's some stuff here that's not overpriced. Ugh. And I was like, get away from me. What is it? Like, this is not okay. First of all, it's fucking Corona, which who cares? Yeah. But it's a reason to like not do that. Like,
yeah,
you're trying
close.
To chit chat.
Don't get close.
Like, do you think I'm hanging out here? Like, do I look like. It's wild.
Well, hold on though, because people might recognize you.
I had a mask on.
Oh, he didn't recognize you.
No, this guy was in his own.
He was just like, let's make small. Like, did he want to be friends with you? Was he trying to fuck you?
You know what I said back to him? Nothing. Literally not a word.
You're so antisocial.
Nothing. I said nothing.
That is so rude. You totally.
First of all,
iced
I have a
out?
Mask on, you know, so I'm like, I'm invisible.
You iced him out.
You know, he's like, oh, some things aren't overpriced. And in my head, I'm like, if I say nothing, he can't, I'm not going to encourage. It's like when you feed pigeons, they keep coming back. You can't encourage him. Then he's following you around. Like,
see, here's the difference. Okay. Because here's the difference between male and female, right? I'm sorry, I don't mean to gender myself, but like.
Is there a difference? Is that-
Well, like, okay, here's the thing. Is that because in public, I'll usually wear the sunglasses, which is like, nope, nothing to fucking talk to here. And if a guy talks to you and you don't answer, sometimes they'll get mad at you. And be like, well.
Those are called cool guys.
Yeah. Stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they get like saucy because you're not.
I had a girl
that is so horrible
who told me that guys would stop her from running on the treadmill to talk to her.
Nah.
Yeah. Like they would be like, hey, like she'd be like sprinting with headphones or like whatever. And they would be like on the thing next to her, like, hey, hey. And they'd be like, hey, like, what do you, because it was like her gym building. She'd go, dude, how long have you lived here? Like, where? She's like sweating red. Like,
she's super hot. Was she a model?
She was hot. Yeah.
See, that's what I wanted to ask you about today, too. We'll get back to our list in a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've got a comprehensive list of things that I hate, which I think you relate to.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to write down another one. Okay. So I was at the Puel. I'm sorry, it's pronounced Puel. The Puel today. And next to me was arguably like a fucking perfect woman. Like, you know when like, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You've probably dated these models.
So she didn't talk?
She didn't talk at all. Yeah.
That was for Tom.
No IQ. Shut up, bitch. No, but she was like.
She didn't say a fucking word.
And all she did was suck my dick. No, it's fucking rad. She was like so beautiful. I mean, like I was looking at her and I, like if she's going to catch, I was like, okay, if she catches me staring, I'll be like, I'm sorry, my mom. I have two kids. Like you're perfect. And I wanted to ask her, like, what does that feel like to look perfect? Like, do you think.
Just ask Bert.
I know, right? Like, do you think she knows she's perfect? Or do you think she appreciates that she's perfect?
No, no, no. I think, well, I think 90 something percent of women like that think they just see like the one thing wrong. And that's why they get like lip fillers. Or they'll be like, oh, I have this freckle on my shoulder that I'm like, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
Like no one.
Stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Like you say that to her, you fucking dumb cunt.
Yeah. It's like you're could perfect. Have your dead twin on your shoulder. Yeah. And it'd be all right. Like, you know, we'd be like, oh, that's kind of weird, but whatever. She's so hot.
But you don't think there's a woman out, I mean, there has to be a woman out there who's like, I'm fucking perfect. I'm happy with all of it. All of this works.
Yeah, probably. And you know what's sad? She looks like Snooki. You know what I mean? Like that girl who's like, I'm perfect. This is all great. Is like 230 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. Like bacon on everything. Like, yeah, why wouldn't I fucking, you know, like there's just, which is great, by the way. Way to go. Good
is
for
it,
you.
Is it good?
Way to go. I hey, if know. That's your, if that's your, that's one of those things where like your parents were like, you're perfect.
I know.
And you princess. Just have that in your head and fucking good for you.
That's the princess shit though. Like you're just your daddy's princess. You're perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good for anybody, but. Yeah, it's interesting.
My family God. Was like, we'd shit on each other until somebody from the outside tried to shit. And then it was like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's real
like, fuck you, we're fucking perfect. You know? I was like, what? Like, you just said we suck. It's like, shut up. You know? It's the same thing with like, you know, I've heard some white people who get upset when like, you know, their daughter's dating a black guy or like their cousin's dating a black guy, this. And then it's like, you hated every guy she's dated. Like,
that's true.
The last guy she dated was the biggest piece of shit in the world.
Yeah.
Like, and he was a white guy. I don't understand what the...
Who in your family's racist, Rob?
Oh, man.
I've heard this stuff.
I read blogs.
I would say in my family, if my family was very openly racist. And I dated a Chinese guy for 4 years. And I would bring him home and, oh, they would make the jokes like... Sorry, we ran out of rice. And he was gracious about it. He was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, see, I can talk about the people in my family who are racist who are dead now.
Dead, yeah, sure. Let's talk about those dead fucks.
One time my grandpa, so we're walking into my building and there's a new door guy. And it wasn't like a doorman where like, you know, they wear the fucking outfit and like, hello, sir. It was like somebody behind a desk because there were like a million people lived in the building.
Yeah,
and
New York
like packages
is so fancy
and...
that way. You guys have doormen and stuff.
Yeah, but this wasn't like, my building was not fancy, you know. No. It was just, this shit was ghetto. But the guy's behind the desk and I'm walking in with my grandfather and my grandfather's like, oh, did you meet the new like door guy or whatever? I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, this is Charles. Whatever. I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, yeah, he's one of the good ones.
Meaning good.
And I was like,
his race,
what? And he was like, he was like, he knows what I'm talking about. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I go, you know, some of them could be a little. And I'm like, all right, thank you. Like, we got to go. And then what really hit me is like, my grandfather stops and talks to this guy all the time when he's leaving the building. And he must just say
outrageous
the shit that my grandfather would say about women. in front of them. And he'd be like, you know how we are? We're like, we'll text each other and be like, I don't know why this is offensive.
Yeah.
Like he would say it and everyone would be like, you don't know why?
Yeah.
What you're doing is like offensive. And it's just, you know.
So where your grandfather, like I'm, because I used to be offended, like my dad and my mom would say crazy shit. And I'd be like, you guys fucking so offensive. And now I'm that person to my, I'm sure it's happening.
Yeah.
My mother, when she passed away, I had to go clean out her stuff. And she lived in this apartment complex, right? Like condo or whatever. And the security guard is a black lady. And I was like, hey, I'm Edith's daughter. And I could see the look on her face. And I was like, I know, you've never met me. I haven't seen her in 8 years.
I understand.
What she said. She did. So she basically was like, no, I get it. Like your mom was special. And I was like, yeah, that's one way to put it. And then she tags it with, your mom was something else. But she never called me the N-word. And I was like, which implies that she had been calling other people the N-word in this building for like years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, that's my mom, bro.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, good times. Let's do some follow-ups.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. She said, come on, they're not up there. You know that. They're down there. One of mine is. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got some voicemails. Let's do some V-mails.
Hey, Christine. It's Eddie. I'm over here in my car driving, you know, just taking my life away. And I never heard you talk about, you know, the little stuff you get off your teeth. What do you do with it? I myself, if I get a nice chunk of meat, I lick it and eat it again. Let me know what you think.
Guilty.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to barf.
It depends where I am. Like, if I'm in front of the sink, I'll spit it out. But if I'm in bed and
you're
going
to eat it again?
Yeah, well, you know, it's if not if I haven't flossed in like 2 weeks, but I'm saying if it's like if it's that day's food, yeah.
I'm fucking throwing up. I can't.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
As long as it's in my fasting window.
You douchebag. I love it. So LA. So yeah. Fasting. Intermittent fasting. What do I do with them? I'm not a very so by the time I get to my flosser. The food is not there. I floss first with a primary. And in that case, it just, I don't know, it goes on the floss and then it goes in the trash. Now, when I do my nighttime, that's on a stick.
Yeah, yeah, I only use the stick.
The food is gone. The food is gone. I'm doing it to get in between the crowns. You know, it's really to simulate that gum circulation so that you don't end up with bleeding gums at your next dental cleaning. I'm just telling the truth.
All right. So she eats it.
Ew. Okay, next voicemail. I'm going to barf. Next. Ugh.
Hey, Gene. My name is Jim. I'm from Texas. I was listening to episode 96 with Chase O'Donnell, and she was talking about how she sleeps with her one-a-day contact lenses in. Mm-hmm. I am a firefighter, and I would routinely wear the one-a-day contact lenses since we work 24-hour shifts. And one day, while I was inside of a house fire, my contact lenses dissolved into my eye. I had to go see a doctor friend of mine to squirt the pieces out from the backside of my eye. And they ended up finding more than just the contact lenses that I was wearing that day. So I did the sensible thing and got my eyes lasered so I never have to think about it ever again.
Wait, what is
Maybe that? Chase should consider that. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I'll let her know.
I'd rather be blind than have them squirting stuff and like pieces of contact are coming out. Get the fuck out of here.
What does he mean by other stuff that they found?
Those car keys.
I know. Like, what did you find in your eyes?
I'm hoping he just means like more contact or like what, like lint?
I don't know. I don't wear contact lenses, but I'm afraid to touch my eyeball and to have anything in your eye is like the worst.
Yeah, I wouldn't do contacts just because I wouldn't put something in my eye. It's not even putting it in my eye, honestly, it's grabbing it out. That's wild.
That part's the worst for people. And you see people do it so casually, like, broop, I'm like, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
The worst is when you're watching like a football game and like the quarterback's fucking contact comes out and he's on the sideline and like somebody else is frantically putting it in and you're like, oh my God. Like, I'd rather see someone break their leg.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, cool. You see that in a football game, and it's like, oh, that sucks. But, like, I see somebody putting somebody's contact down, I'm like, I got to change the channel.
Man, speaking of leg break, I can't stop thinking about Conor McGregor's injury.
Yeah.
Especially now that my ankle was broken. I notice other people's broken ankles, and I see the video in my head over and over of him stepping back, and like, I'm like, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. All right, give me another voicemail, mommy.
Hi, mommies. My name is Tom. You know, it'll be coming up in May. I'll be 54 June 18th.
That's my birthday.
I want to weigh in on the scrum eating thing. I ate a girl's scrum back in 1986.
Oh.
And I got to say, it wasn't tasting great. So I recommend, Miss Christina, that you put some kind of flavor in there. And if you want to be sneaky, find something that's sticky. Because if you don't want to eat a lot of scrum, okay. If afterwards he's got a sticky butthole.
Okay, I'm done.
No, let it go.
I want it either. I don't know. Chumos, have a great day. And keep high and tight. Talk to you later. Bye.
These are the grossest voicemails this show has ever received. Did you purposely?
No, he's totally right. I think he's totally, and listen, he remembered the date he ate
1986,
scrum.
He said.
And you only remember that two reasons. One, it was so fucking awesome, or you tasted a little poo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He tasted a little poo.
Have you tasted a little poo?
No. But I think, you know what I think you should do to like get over your fear? Unless, have you done it yet?
No. Can I tell you something?
I almost had you one.
I know. You right before my accident, you had me right there. My tongue.
That was God's
just,
way of.
God's way of intervening.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, bitch, don't do it.
Yep. You were about to eat the scrum and it was like, it was fucking broken leg.
We both of us are so bruised up. Tom had surgery recently too. So now we're both on like, we might F tonight. We've been planning on it. We'll see.
I bet that's going to be sexy.
I don't even know how we're going to F. He's got his left side, his left arm is jacked. My left ankle is jacked. Like,
Jesus Christ.
How is he? We'll figure that out.
Just jerk him off.
I know. But then I want to get some, I'm ready for
just
love.
Let him jerk you off. Like,
with his good hand? Because he's primarily left-handed. Anyway, it's a lot to go over. What am I talking about?
Listen.
Scrum. Okay.
I think what you should do is, right, you have a porn star come in here.
Oh,
and you line up three butts and you blindfold her and you let her eat the scrum and describe to you everything she's tasting. Because she's not going to say poop. Like, we don't know what poop tastes like. So how could you say it tastes like poop?
Here's the deal, man. I like where you're thinking. The problem, shut up. The problem is that those girls lie. They're professional actors.
Pay her to tell the truth.
Sex actors. So they're like, that feels good. That tastes great. I love cum. Nobody loves cum.
Okay, get an ex-porn star.
Oh, she might be too bad.
But listen, that's the thing.
We need a regular woman.
I think there are girls who really do love cum. Not
it's
because they love cum, but it's because of like the whole thing. Like, okay, on the last Pajama Pants, Jamie said she loves Sbarro's pizza.
Yeah.
By the way, cum probably tastes better. I've never tried it. I've never tried cum.
I like Sbarro's, right.
But she grew up in New York. You didn't grow up in New York. Yeah. You grew up in LA. It's
sacrilege.
California. It's a little whatever. But if you grew up in New York City and you like Sbarro, but that's the thing. It reminds her of something. It makes her feel good.
Right.
And that's what the cum does. It makes you feel good. Hey, look. Look what I made for you.
See, I understand what you're saying. I think there's more of an emotional attachment to where it came from versus flavors. So for instance, if I were to make a drink that was like cum soda,
yeah,
I don't think it would fly off the shelves. I'm
no.
just saying. Unless it was like Rob Eiler's cum soda. Are you a Sopranos fan? The new Sopranos movie's coming out.
Yeah. We have regular and spicy. The Italian flavor.
Bada bing.
Yeah. Bada zing.
That'd be amazing. Gabagool.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm so dialed into Pajama Pants. I'm so into you guys.
I love it.
Really, like, it's really kind of, you guys are my friend. Like, I
we
feel
are.
Probably about PJ Pants the way people do about Studio Jeans and all these shows, where I'm like, but you guys are my friends in real life, too.
Right.
So I have that layer of being able to text you and being like, dude, it's so funny. That's so funny. What you fuck? I'm sure I'm so annoying. I bet when you're like, God, what is she talking about?
Oh no way! Like even when we did this, you text me 2 days ago or whenever it was, and you're like, hey, do you think that you could do? I was like, I would cancel anything else I was doing to come here and do this,
buddy.
It's the best. It's
buddy,
so fun.
I love our world. Podcasting.
Yeah, best. But back to comp.
Go ahead. Now, Yamie Lee also likes French fries. She was talking about she would open a French fry store with different dipping flavors.
Yeah, Yamie Lee's big French fry, but Sbarro, I don't know.
But
listen.
Back to come. I like Sbarro. It's okay. It's okay.
No, it's not.
It's okay.
It's not. First of all, it's like the most expensive pizza in New York, and it's the worst. Yeah, it's like $7 a slice in fucking Times Square.
And I don't like the thickness
Morons.
Of the crust. It's too thick. I've found there. I like a thin crust, personally.
It's all. What I wanted to do was do a documentary of the people waiting in line to buy Sbarro's pizza in New York. Like, what is wrong with you? Like,
what,
I want to know
I agree.
Your whole I fucking agree. Thing, because where did it all go wrong?
You're out of your mind? Like, you're in the pizza capital. You're in Mecca. Arguably, besides Italy, Judork Titties is where it happens.
And the only excuse is like, oh, well, it's a dollar. And it's like, no, it's not.
It's
good.
Not.
You could get good pizza for fucking $2.50. This is fucking $7. What are you doing?
Okay, name recognition. Brody yeah. Stevens used to go, consistency. I know what I'm getting.
Right? yeah, you know you're getting garbage every time.
Well, I can't stand chipotle.
Yeah. I had it once. I shit my brains out. Never again.
Yeah, it makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
And like, if you're we have great Mexican food here. Why would you go to Chipotle? There's nothing but... Dude, there's some fucking woman on the street corner in the valley is selling you better tacos.
But here's the difference. I don't think Chipotle is disgusting, like tastes disgusting.
I think it's disgusting. I'm going to
really?
Go on record
it's like
right now.
It's a burrito,
now.
Chicken, like.
Stop yourself.
Really?
It is not just a burrito. It's a fake ass tortilla. It's not a real, like the kind Abuelita makes. It's not a good one.
Oh, yeah.
It's garbage. Guys in the booth, your Angelinos, tell me the truth. Would you rather eat diarrhea or eat at Chipotle? It's disgusting.
Would I rather eat diarrhea or Chipotle? Yeah.
I'm sensing a tone from you, Nadav.
Well, you know what? Call me crazy. I would rather eat Chipotle than diarrhea.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, diarrhea, hands down. And that's
you.
Me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
well,
Annie.
Well, good thing is, one could eat the Chipotle, and then you could eat his diarrhea from the Chipotle.
Shit sucks, bro. I'm not about it. And I know people listening are upset with me, but that's only because... They eat fucking jarred salsa and shit. Like, you don't know what's up, bro.
Now, Chipotle is literally owned by McDonald's, bro.
Oh,
it's,
see?
It's like, come on, man.
That's why. Sucks.
So
but McDonald's is good.
I have, oh, okay.
Let's do our list.
Yeah, I got my list of things that I hate, but I also had a Pajitsky effect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, but for the record, guys, Rob Eiler is the one who coined that phrase, so props to you, homie.
Yeah. Oh, also, Pajama Pants has a TikTok. We just started a TikTok. Probably 90% because of you. But yeah, we have a TikTok now. We've got Pajama Pants Podcast. Check that
okay,
out.
Okay, so check out their TikTok.
For the first note I have on
Go
my
ahead.
Things to talk about here is yeah. Who's shaving in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's Tom.
All right.
That's Tom Segura.
If it was anybody else, it'd be a problem. Tom can do whatever
well,
he wants.
Well, I don't even like that people shit here. I'm sorry, Nadav. I'm speaking my truth. You have to speak your truth in this era.
Well, I think it's different because they're here sometimes for like 8-10 hours.
I know.
Then you got to give it. Then it's okay.
Can I tell you what I want for them? I want a tushy. But then Nadav doesn't want to share the tushy with other people. And I respect that too.
Yeah.
I get it. It's gross.
Well, we'll tell him only he's using it.
Okay. So go ahead.
The Pajitsky effect.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the worst things in my life is every morning I wake up freezing cold and I fucking hate it.
I hate it too.
I hate it, right? I'm
I
like,
hate
this
being
is
cold.
Hate wait. No, but see, at night I need to be cold or I can't sleep.
Oh.
Yeah. So every night I'd be like, man, what's the sacrifice here? Do I sleep with the air conditioner on and wake up cold or try and go to sleep hot?
Mm.
And then the other night I'm laying in bed and I go, I'm a smart person because I just had the thought there's probably a timer on there. Yeah,
but who can figure that out? You know how hard those things are to figure out.
Took me a minute. Now not only do I never have to turn on and off air conditioner
come
because on. I just you just always leave it on, and when it's not scheduled to be on, it's off.
Oh man, I don't know about this, Rob.
It kicks in every night, 9 o'clock at night. I set it to 68 degrees. It goes 68 degrees.
That's so cold.
And then at 7 a.m., it just turns off. So by the time I wake up, it's not. It's normal. It's room temp.
Now hold on. First of all,
blew my mind.
68 is freezing. It could snow. I like it like a terrarium. I like it 75.
Oh, sleeping in 75, I could never.
Oh. So I haven't, there's the AC whatever unit in our bedroom in Texas, and it just shines so brightly all night.
Is it the Nest?
I don't know what
it
is.
Is it blue?
It's like it's grayish blue light. And I'm like, rather than just get up and figure out how to turn it down, I just suffer, and I've been just letting that glow like keep me up. And so you're saying I could probably figure out, if I wanted to, I could put my mind to it and figure it out.
Yeah. I believe in
no,
you.
No, that's not it. That's
I think
too
you could
fancy.
Do it.
No, it's too fancy.
I mean, when I figured this out, I was like, wow. And you know what really, it almost, the part of me was like, I wish I didn't figure this out, because I have like an old school thing, and I'm like, I could have done this 10 years ago.
Yeah, your whole life could have been different.
Let's see. All right, things I
yeah,
hate.
Yeah.
Let's all right, should we go back and forth one for
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Okay. people who poke you while they talk to you.
I do it all the time.
Oh. Hey, and you know what? I think it comes from like, I'm sorry, Tom, but I think it comes from like, whoever you talk to most just doesn't listen to you, doesn't pay attention.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because you
got to
be like, hey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm looking right at you.
Yeah.
Why are you poking me in the arm? Yeah. And then we had a friend back in the day who did this, and he was a friend for like 2 years. And like one day I'm like, yeah, well, it's like how he fucking pokes in the arm when he talks to you. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? Like 1 week later, they're like, we can't show this dude anymore. Because they're like, we notice it so much that he just pokes you. And like, he would do it.
Wait, but does he get excited? Because I do it when I'm excited. I'll be
yes.
Like, motherfucker, dude, bro. I'll do it like occasionally if I'm excited.
He would do it for like the punchline of his stories, and he wasn't a good storyteller. So he'd be like, yo, I told him that. And he'd be hitting you in the arm. And I'd be like, your story sucks. You're hitting me in the arm. It was like, I kind of pushed him out of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Okay. Well, I hate slow talkers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't even. I can't even imagine like having a slow talker in my life for any reason, you know, unless they're like, you know, fixing the air conditioner.
Well, I had a handyman once come, and he was a slow talker, and he would like walk me through all the repairs. And I was like, bro, I don't want to know how to fix it. This is why I pay you to come. You do the work, and then I get on with my life. Well, you see here, it's got the thing, and the plunger's not working. And
did that guy move to Vegas by any chance? Because I think I had the same. Let me tell you this: I call up the guy, and what it was like you. So it's a condo, and you rent the condo from someone, and they have someone who like takes care of everything.
Okay.
So I call that guy. I go, hey, the air conditioner is not only like not working; it's blank, like.
Oh,
it's
you're
totally
fucked.
Yeah, fucked. And I'm like, and it's fucking Vegas, dude. Yeah. It's 110 degrees. Get like, here get now. Here. Yeah. Half hour later, guy shows up. So slow talker. But not only that, in his back pocket, he has a water bottle. And I'm like, whatever. Like he comes to look at the thing. As he's like squinting at it, he pulls the water bottle out of his pocket and starts spitting into it. It's one of these fucking. Yeah, he's dipping, and he's like staring at. Finally, he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, yeah, it's broken. I go, yeah. He goes, all right, I'll call someone to fix it. I go, what are you here for?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I just wanted to make sure, like, see what was wrong. I was like, I told you. What was it? Like, now he's like, oh, this guy's not gonna. Like, I was so fucking angry. Like, finally, like, the third time that something happened in the apartment, I told the guy, I'm like, don't send that guy. Because it's going to be a problem. I couldn't deal with him again.
That's when you know you're a piece of shit. When you request not to have that guy.
Yeah.
Like when you're that guy that's like, don't, if this guy fucking gets me, picks me up or whatever, I'm going to fucking lose my mind.
Yeah, I didn't want to end up smacking a bottle of spit across my apartment out of anger.
Yo, that shit is so nasty. I know what you're talking about.
Oh.
They do that. And it's like a brown.
If I did that, it would be so shameful. Like I'd be like, you know, where they're like mid talking to you, like it's no big deal, and they're like, yeah, well, that guy, and like drool. It's like sliding down
it's
the
caca.
Hey, how about not using a see through bottle?
I know.
Maybe leave some mystery to what's in the fucking bottle in your pocket, and it's not brown spit.
It's so repulsive. Now, the best thing that ever happened to me, I was in Djibouti with two comedians. And Chris was his name. What was his last name? Fuck. Anyway, Chris, shout out to you, Chris. You know what I'm talking about. This shit made me laugh. I've been laughing for fucking 15 years. I was in Djibouti. It's all hot as fuck. We're all outside and we're just delirious. We're tired and someone's been dipping, right? Like one of the soldiers doing that thing, doing that thing. Well, the best part, so Chris, I forget, he takes a bite of something nasty and then he reaches for the fucking spittle bottle and takes a big swig and immediately is like, and just spits it out. Man, like you know when you catch somebody doing some shit and you're the only one that caught it and you're like, oh, I'm so fucking blessed. Hashtag blessed that I caught that. I got to see that. And I think about it all the time. He was so revolted. Yeah.
We were on shrooms one time and my friend threw up, she threw up a lit match. Like it wasn't on fire, but it was clearly like it had been lit.
What?
And she realized, she was like, oh, I must have like taken a sip from a drink that somebody put the match in and then I threw it up. Okay.
She's lucky she didn't choke.
Here's something.
Oh, I've got one. It makes me crazy.
I fucking hate so much. When somebody's like, hey, they see you, right? Hey, you look great. Like, oh, you're like, oh, thanks. Yeah. And like, you feel good. And then 5 minutes later, they say the same thing to someone who looks like shit.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Unforgivable.
And you're like, what now? Your whole thing, like, what are you, a fucking liar? Like, just don't say it.
Don't say it.
That's why I think compliments, when you get a compliment from somebody from New York, it's like very like...
They mean it.
Yeah, it's a question. And then people are like, oh, you should be nicer on this. It's like, but that'd be fake.
Yeah.
Like, why would I be fake? So, and it's like, yeah, you see somebody who just looks like fucking, like with the bottle of spit in their back pocket. Like, you look fantastic. You're like, oh, you lying sack of shit.
Yeah. That's why I love East Coasters for that. You guys are so salty and I love that. You guys make me laugh. So fucking angry all the time.
Yeah, but we're getting shit done too.
Getting shit done. That's what's up.
Things will be going to the hotel lobby. Someone's there.
24/7 room service. Like, it's there. Yeah. Oh, I know. Okay. This one makes me crazy. When I'm on an airplane. Oh my fuck. I almost punched a guy out. And the fucking asshole next to you on the airplane has shaky leg syndrome.
I have it. Sorry. Hey, you poke, I shake.
Fucking hate you. Shaky legs?
I have shaky
legs. What's with the shaky legs?
For me, I think it's the addict. Like, that's like, hey, I want a cigarette. I want fucking drugs. I want coke. I want, you know? And it's just all channeled into my foot.
So, like, you don't want to sit still. The plane needs to go.
No, you don't know you're doing it.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I've had girls who are like, oh my God, you're shaking. And I'm like, oh. I've also heard the other side of it where what it comes from is when you're young, if whoever held you the most, like rocked you.
Oh, wow.
That it's like you pacify yourself with that.
Oh, that's interesting.
That shake. Yeah. Cause I notice I do it a lot when I'm falling asleep.
What?
Yeah. Which ladies love.
You're laying in bed and then you shaky leg to fall asleep.
Yeah, no, I don't know that I'm doing it. Girls will be like, why are you shaking? And I'm like, I'm not. And they're like, yeah. And I look at my foot's like, you know?
You're it's wagging
like
it?
Like, one of those girls on the floats, like Miss America, just fucking waving back and forth. Yeah.
So you like wag your ankle, like your ankle wagging.
Yeah, it's just like, that's probably what happened when I was a kid. My grandmother like rocked me to sleep. Anxious. And now I'm like, oh, I'm going to sleep. So I just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it as a sign of personal weakness. Yeah. I do. I'm like,
probably is.
I'm like, fucking hold it together. Like, just relax, kid.
Yeah.
We'll be in the sky. You'll get your treats. Like, just, it makes, you know what I mean? Like, I take it personally.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
for
you
sure.
need to fucking chill, bro. But it's because I have problems chilling. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
it's all about you.
That's one of the four agreements. Take everything personally.
That's right. Take it personally.
Take everything personally.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Someone trying to talk to me outside of a supermarket about their cause.
Oh, fuck.
Like,
off.
Oh, do you know there's elephants? And like, get the fuck. Oh, I got steaks in the bag. Like, what are you talking?
It's hot out. Yeah.
Yeah. There's elephants in the thing. But also, like, I'm eating a cow.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to tell me about elephants are in trouble?
That's true. And I wonder how it is that they're allowed to solicit you. And it's like, it's the inopportune moment. Like, usually you're with your kids, your hands are full. Now is not the time, asshole.
Yeah, and you're like walking out thinking like, oh, what's the first thing I'm gonna eat when I get home?
Yeah.
You know? You're like, what am I gonna toss on the counter and fucking, and then it just, you know.
Which is an excellent segue. Nadav, I sent you a video.
Yeah, I thought that too when I said counter.
So go ahead and set this up.
Well,
because
last time we were on this podcast,
oh my
I talked
God.
About. I talked about how I stare at a wall basically for an hour while I eat every day. And you didn't believe it. And I was like, yeah, I eat one meal a day. And while I do it, I stand facing the wall. And I eat. And you were like, get the fuck out of here. This. So, yes, you. I think you asked me to do this on Monday to do the pod. And then on Tuesday, I was like, you know what? I'm going to record myself in a time lapse eating my one meal. And
this is amazing.
And send it to Christina P.
This is amazing. So here it is. Rob Eiler eating a 1 hour meal in a time lapse video. Look at you. So what are you doing? What is this?
I'm eating. I'm making my salad.
Your salad.
I'm eating. I'm drinking.
An hour.
Yeah, yeah. Here's chicken. And then I got a pot with just rice on it, which I didn't time good. So it's like cooking the whole time.
So hold on. You don't wait until the rice is done being cooked?
I can't. I haven't eaten in 24 hours. I'm starving. I'm going to kill someone.
So you open the chicken, you start with a ready-made chicken.
Yeah, chicken, salad, whatever else. I got like chicken meatballs there. I got two chicken kebabs. I got like a whole thing.
I'm unreal. And then the rice, you waited until it was done, and then you ate the whole pot of rice?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see that again. I'm so curious. And you stare at the wall.
Yeah. Sometimes just, I look at that wall. You just see when I have to wash a dish. I'll switch walls.
God. Yeah, look at you.
By the way, one utensil the whole time, one fork.
Wow.
Who needs a knife?
And have you still been sticking to your bowl collection?
Yeah, yeah. The bowl is behind the pot. Everything is out of the bowl.
And that tin, I see it, the metal bowl, that's your bowl too, your eating bowl? On the dryer rack there?
Yeah, yeah, that's another bowl.
That's your other dog bowl that you eat.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, what kind of cup sitch are you into? Reusing jars or
mason jars?
Yeah,
I have.
I remember that. That's right.
I have two mason jars all the time in the sink. I have like two bowls, two mason jars, a fork, and that's it, all in the sink. And then I have to wash it before I eat every time.
Good. That's fun too, right? Like knowing.
Super fun.
Yeah. Oh, I have to. I've only got two things. I have to wash these things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When the worst is when like I'm coming home and I'm starving and I'm like, oh man, I have to like. Wash the pot still has the rice stains in it from yesterday. Ugh. And then I gotta wash the fucking bowl and wash this. But
you live like a tortured
like
existence,
a
like a monk.
Live like a king.
Okay, are you ready for mine?
Yeah.
I've just realized that I have hated this my whole life, and there's very few exceptions. For the most part, with every fiber of my being, I hate like top 40 music. Like so, like an irrational, I don't even understand what people hear. Cause to me it sounds all the same. I hate it. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I hate it.
I think my thing is like, I understand that with 38 of them, but then those two, I'm like, that's a fucking banger.
That's the problem.
Yeah, so then it keeps me, you know, there's like a fucking Drake song or like some Miley Cyrus shit. And I'm like, man, I hate that. I love that, but not Drake. I don't hate I love Drake, but like Miley Cyrus, there's times where I'm like.
Well, I think she's genuinely talented. That one's.
Oh, for sure. But like, I still shouldn't like, you know what I mean?
I'm talking about the garbage that they play in like a Forever 21 or. Is that Drake and Miley? Because I feel like
it still like sits in those top 40 spots. Like you can't. How do you have like top 40 without Drake right now? Right?
Fuck. Because Tom educates me and like he'll play stuff for me. I'm like, oh, that's decent. I don't hate that. I don't want to kill myself. And he's like, that's Drake. And I'm like, okay, all right, I get that. I can, yeah. And then the rest of it, I'm like, I want to kill myself. Like he doesn't understand. Like, I get so mad when he plays his music in the car. Like, I physically, I'm like, I can't.
How do you feel about people who've done fucked up shit, but they still have music? And it's like, when people are like, you're not supposed to listen to that.
Oh, I don't care. I can separate
like,
the artist.
This shit's a banger.
Yeah, Michael Jackson is one of the greatest of all time.
The greatest.
Yeah, Off the Wall, Thriller, two of the greatest albums ever made.
Even like now, like people are like, oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine is a rat. Tekashi 6ix9ine has some songs in the gym that are second to none.
See, they just showed me his picture.
Yeah, he's the fucking.
He
I mean,
looks great.
Again, he's like a rat, and everyone's like, "Oh, you're this, and you're that, and you're supposed to."
Why
like,
is he a rat?
What hate him? Well, because he actually ratted on people.
Oh,
he was
shit.
Gonna go to jail, and he ratted on like. Shout out to Shoddy. He ratted on Shoddy.
Damn.
He ratted on his boys, and he was like, "Yeah, this is what they did." Like, told him everything.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, he can't go to jail, right? He's a rapper.
He was going to jail.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, and he got out.
He looks cool, though. I do like his look.
Yeah. Daniel Hernandez.
69, Daniel Hernandez. Okay, what else you got?
Yeah, let me see what else I got.
These are the best.
Here we go. This gets me fucking fired up.
I'm already getting fired up. Angry Rob is my favorite.
People who slackline.
What's that?
Nadav, can you Google
that? What's
that? Like, they tie a rope from one tree to another tree in the park, and they walk on it. Which, you know what I mean? Look.
Yeah,
this
is so fucking terrible.
But here's the thing, right? It's not so much the slacklining I hate as it is, like, this becomes these people's identity.
Yes.
Like, if you meet someone who slacklines within an hour, they're like, yeah, well, I slackline. Like, they want to tell you. Yeah. It's like, yeah, listen, sometimes I throw a ball up in the air and catch it. I'm not telling you about it, you fucking stupid. Like, why are you telling me about your slacklining?
I know.
It's
God.
So fucking, it makes you so
angry. Oh, that makes me mad, too, especially because there's no stakes. It's like, okay, fuckwit, I see that you've got that shit tied to two trees, but it's like 2 feet off the ground, so you're going to fall, but like... Not really. Like, what's the... There's no risk. Like, I respect a rock climber more.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen... You know what angered me so much was a documentary about a guy that was, like, free rock climb.
Free solo?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had to turn it off because...
Hand sweaty. I couldn't watch it. My hands just started pouring sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it made me so mad that he was so flippant about his life. Like, you just... You don't even get it, asshole. Yeah, like, you need to do this so much. So for those of you
see, that
know,
guy makes me have to shake my foot. Like when I see something like that, I just gotta start shaking my foot.
Yeah, so this asshole needs to climb without any equipment, and that's his whole life, and he can't have a girlfriend because she's like, you're gonna die any minute. I can't have this.
He's like, you wanna die? Shut up.
And this is his life, is climbing without equipment. Oh, this
so
guy made
nuts.
Me so mad. I felt so much rage. Like,
the
you
best is like,
fuck.
He climbs the same spot over and over so that he could do it better and better. So he wants like set a record time.
Fuck
and then,
off.
That shit is crazy. But it is props to these
what?
People who do shit like that, because it's like, yo, you're. But by the
crazy
way,
time.
Up until I was like 23, that's how I was. Like, I fucking do bungee jump, roller coaster,
really?
Like nothing fucking scary. Now it's like, yo, what are you nuts? Like, the Uber driver's doing 50. I'm like, hey, you want to slow down? A little bit,
way.
Like, I'm in no rush.
Yeah, I'm scared of everything now.
I'm just, for me, I'm not scared of it. It's almost like there has to be the reward. Like, driving somewhere fast to me is the dumbest thing, because it's like, what's the reward? You're going to sit somewhere else?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone who's driving fast is going nowhere. All of them. They have the same thing in common. You see a moron weaving in and out of traffic, he's going nowhere.
You know what I love? I do feel like you could be related to me. There's something very Eastern European about your demeanor.
Yeah.
You guys were Italian? No, you're not Italian.
No. So I'm like German and Irish, but I don't know how much because, you know, my grandfather would tell us stuff, and then like 10 years later, he'd be like, I never said that, you know? And you're like,
liar.
What? Like, his mom was like Czechoslovakian, supposedly.
There it
like,
is.
Dude, she was
there
so old. We called her Grandma Nanny because she was the oldest. I forget if I told you about her last time, but you know in the cartoon when like they hit someone in the head with a frying pan and it's like whoop, and that like thing pops over their head?
Yeah.
She had one of those on her head. And she would wear like a babushka to hide that thing on her head, and like only the people in the family would see it. And it literally looked exactly like you see that in cartoons, and you're like, what is that stupid thing?
Go to
thing
the doctor. Did
that
she
comes
ever go?
Like, who knows? Dude, she was like, she had this thing where me and my family still do it, where we go, no, that's all right. Like, that's okay. Because you would say anything to her. You'd be like, oh, like, Grandma, we brought home a pizza pie. She'd be like, that's okay. I know when you got it, you weren't thinking of me. Like, you have your food up. And she, do you know what kamut is?
No.
It's like this puffed grain or whatever. And she would go get a bowl of kamut, like cereal, but she would run it under the sink, like the water under the sink. We'd be like, we have milk. Like, there's a gallon of milk in there. She'd be like, that's okay. No one thought about me when they bought the milk. I don't want to bother anyone. And she would sit there like she was eating gruel.
Yeah.
Like, just spooning
suffering
watered cereal.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, the depression's over.
I'll show you. Yeah.
It's not the depression anymore. You could put milk in your cereal. Somebody running, like, I'm still scarred from as a kid watching my great-grandmother run cereal under the sink.
Yeah, of course.
So disgusting.
You can afford the milk now.
Oh, and
you
then, like,
can afford the milk.
Drinking the cereal water after. Like, what
stop
are you? It's all just so disgusting.
So disgusting. But you know what, though? That's how you and I are so like you get observant about other people's stuff and you're like, oh, that's fucking wrong.
You're living wrong. A lot of it comes from like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. I want to put milk in my cereal.
Yeah,
I want to be
happy.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's just some quick fashion ones for me. Obviously, just as a blanket for men, I don't like seeing men in shorts or sandals, especially sandals with socks.
So you want guys to wear pants all year? Like, what about the beach?
It's disgusting. I mean, look, bathing suits are one thing. I just don't, I think shorts look corny. Like, you and your short pants, like you cut your pants off.
I think it's stupid. Like, there are things, like if you're going to a barbecue, it's okay. But like if you're in like a meeting in shorts, yeah, you're
a dick.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You're a dipshit.
I don't like that.
I don't like loud talkers. I don't like people having full conversations on their speakerphone. That makes me
it's terrible.
Insane.
Yeah. There was a woman doing it at the supermarket the other day, and she's online and she's like, "Yeah, could you believe his wife told him he can't be friends with me anymore? What a fucking bitch." I want to turn around and be like, that's an excuse from him because he doesn't want to be friends with you anymore. Because look at you.
Oh, you're horrible.
Look at you. You're in the middle of a line. Yeah, and everybody in there was like, this fucking lady is crazy. Ugh.
It's crazy talk.
Here's something I hate that you unfortunately, you know, you're not on the dating apps. But
okay. I love hearing about them, though. They're so funny.
Girls who put hotter girls in their picture and then make me
listen to the booth. They all just like, yeah, they all heard that,
and then they make me think that the girl in the picture is the one that got away,
meaning like, why can't I find that girl?
I'm like, she's like, so hot,
yeah,
you're not,
yeah,
where is she? Like, I can't match with you, yeah, and be like, hey, what's up with your friend?
What's up with your friend? What's up with her?
Yeah, you know. So now in my head I'm like, man, that's the one, you know. And you fucking fantasize, you romanticize that, like, that's your chick.
Now that's a really good point. I mean, look, this whole world of dating profiles, I hear you guys talk about it on Pajama Pants and I'm enthralled, because I think Jamie Lee and I are similar in that we never did that stuff, so we're just like married moms now, and I love hearing it. It's a fine, so you know, you have to look as though you're outgoing, intelligent. You want to be everything, right? Because you want to attract the best possible mate. So it's like, it's such a fine line.
So you don't think I should just put that video of me eating, staring at the wall?
I would love that. I'd be like,
this is what you're getting. Hope you eat alone too, staring at a wall.
But you can't. Like you say, like, I think you should, but you can't. Like, you would attract maniacs if you did that. Right?
How about this one? People who, like, when you're on vacation somewhere and you see that there's like a boat of people who are scuba diving and they're all into it and they're getting their shit up. In my head, I'm like, if that boat goes away and doesn't come back, I'm all right with it. That's what you're getting into. Like, it's like when people go on safari and shit and you're like, hey,
what are you doing?
I knew this girl who I was dating for a while, and a couple of years later, she got into a really bad motorcycle accident. And I went, yeah.
Yeah. You did. You deserved it.
That's what I'm not going to go as far as saying you deserved it, but I'm not going to cry. Like, what, you want me to run to the, like, she, now she has all these people running to the hospital and buying balloons and bears. And then I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, we saw this coming.
Of course. By the way, I used to be a fucking drug addict. If I died, or I still am, I don't know how, whatever the fuck they say, but if I died from a drug overdose, it's like, yeah,
we knew that was gonna happen with Rob.
And that's what you're dancing with. It's like these people who get into motorcycle accidents,
so,
and then you're like, oh man, can you believe it?
Yeah, actually we can.
Yeah, I
we
can't believe you lasted coming. That long. I can't believe there's not just people laying on the side of the highway all the time with motorcycles on top of them.
I know, but it's, you're right about scuba diving. It's funny because I don't have contempt for scuba divers. But when I do see them on vacation, like, there are some people who will spend the entire week practicing, getting certified. They're in the pool every day.
I got my new watch. I know how many feet I'm under the thing. It's like, and by the way, like, imagine you're going somewhere where there's
crazy,
like, sharks and these things that could fucking kill you or like attack you, and you could breathe.
Yeah.
It would be crazy.
Yeah.
Now you're like, hey, I'm going to go to this place where there's like sharks and all this shit where I can't even breathe.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Well, you know what really scares me? Because I enjoy the ocean. I'm a swimmer. I love swimming. I considered scuba diving for a minute, but they were like, so every, you know, 10 feet, you got to blow out your ears, blow out your ears.
And blow it out your ass.
Yeah. And I was like... And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, why am I doing that? Well, because the pressure inside your ears can fucking crush you, and or decompression when you come back up, you have to do it very slowly. Otherwise, you know, like, what does it happen? Like, your brain gets smushed. Or if you come up too quickly, you can die.
There's nothing I love this. If it was like, hey, when you're fucking eating this girl out, you're going to have to fucking decompress your ears every 5 minutes. You could die if you come up too fast. I'd be like, man, I don't know. Like,
right. That's what I mean.
But it's like, oh, no. But you should see what's down there. It's like blue.
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
It's dark as fuck. You can't see anything because it's the bottom of the ocean. It's dark. I mean, there are no fish worth that for me learning to, like, to not smush my brain on the way up. Or you can get the what is it?
The bends. Yeah.
And all that. And I was like, fuck that. And again, I love to snorkel. I love the ocean. I'm a you know, ocean girl.
But
yeah, I've been to the Great Coral. That's where I was going to learn. And
wow, actually, see, that's dope.
It's gorgeous.
I grew up in fucking New York where people would go to Rockaway. And be like scuba. They would come up with like a crushed Budweiser can, you know? And it's like, you're risking your life for a fucking crushed can of Bud?
You know what? I'm so dumb that when people from the East Coast are like, we have beaches. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, I don't even imagine that you guys have a coast.
I've heard I went to Maine, but I heard there's like nice beaches in Maine, but like all the beaches in New York are fucking
gross. Where is that where Howard goes?
The Hamptons?
Oh,
the Hamptons are,
like,
I mean,
where's that?
The Hamptons are the shit because we used to go there to party, but like as far as like the beaches, they suck. Yeah, it's all like, it's like a little bit of sand and like the water is like black and it's just all gross. There's like every second your feet are under there, you're like, what is that? Like, I don't know what that, there's like, you know those like giant horseshoe crabs? They're like always like on the beach upside down, just like wiggling their feet because they can't even like handle it in there. Like,
Everything's dying. Yeah, it's in the water.
Like, you go, yeah, see, like this?
Yeah.
Fucking people are crazy.
Oh, yeah, those things. Those are made into bottle openers. Yeah, I guess.
But look at the bottom left one. That's the size they are. Look at that guy's hand. Yeah, they're fucking massive.
I didn't know that.
And it's like, hey, come on, jump in. What? Like, that's crazy. If that was coming out of the sky, it would be, people would be on the news like, it's the end. Like, we're dying. But instead, whoa, I almost just killed myself.
Yeah, careful. Guys, can we get some safer chairs in the studio? I got to scuba dive. I got to see this up close. I got to get in tight with the horseshoe crabs. Like, this is crazy. No, that I don't scuba dive either. Okay, what else? Oh, beer breath. I think
that made me laugh when you said that yesterday.
Yeah, because like, you remember, I don't go to clubs, but I just remember back in the club days where like some guy would come up to you and just wisp like, hey, and they're right in your fucking ear and you're like, oh my God, there's nothing worse than drunk guy beer breath.
Because you know what the problem is too? It's like somebody with bad breath might know like, oh, I ate fucking garlic today, or like I did this thing, so let me not be. Where with beer breath, it's like, hey, like in your face, just fucking stinking. There's no like, inhibition.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it's full throttle.
Yeah,
they go full throttle on your fucking business.
Here's something I was thinking about on the way here, which is like,
yeah,
do people really want, like, you know, at first Siri came out and it was just like some English bitch, right? Like,
yeah,
and it was like, oh, hello,
you fucking bitch.
Yeah, and but then like it had to be like, oh, now there's this, and now there's this Siri and this with this accent and this.
It's
like,
works.
Do you really want, like, do people like lay in bed at night and go like, no, I want a Siri with my accent. Like, do Jamaican dudes, are they like, I don't want this fucking English speaking, like, does it make people feel better? I don't understand, because mine is Australian. My Siri is Australian.
I want to change my Siri. How do I change it?
It's great. I don't know. Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
But this bitch never understands me. Like, I'll be like, hey Siri, what's the best restaurant in this neighborhood or whatever, and she never fucking knows anything, dude. She sucks.
See, I don't ask questions like that. I ask like, how much is a Bitcoin?
Okay, you know? Well, mine's retarded. She doesn't know any of that shit.
Yeah,
fucking bitch. All right, let's do some Pajitsky effects. Do we have any? Oh, we have voicemails. Let's do those by voicemail. Those are my favorites. Thank you for bringing a list of stuff you hate, Rob. I have a feeling you'd be really good at that.
Yeah. All right, we're just scratching the surface.
Yeah. All the upsetness. And
hi, mommy. I have a Pajitsky effect for you. So in my car, I have a cup of coins in one of the cup holders, like from whenever we go to Starbucks or a drive-thru or a toll road, I have a cup of coins.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only been able to use one cup holder this whole time. When my boyfriend's in the car, we fight over the cup holder.
Oh,
sometimes
fuck.
I have two drinks.
Yeah.
And I realized,
yeah,
I don't have to keep a cup of coins in my cup holder.
Mm.
I can put those coins wherever, so I can have two cup holders. Anyways, love you, mommy.
Wait. Sorry, I blacked out because I have the same problem in our world, except my cup holder is full of trash. And then Tom will be like, oh, put my fucking cup down, and then I'll have a drink. So what was her solution?
Wow, I'm thinking she should just do what rich people do with change and throw it out the window.
Just throw it at homeless people?
Oh, it was $1.69, 31 cents. Bing. Just fucking, so that's why you see fucking change all over the place.
Bing.
What? Yeah, what did she say she ended up doing with
what
it?
What did she do in a job?
She said that just put them... like, put them where there isn't a cup holder, because there's other places to put change.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't have to put my change in a cup.
You can put it in the cigarette. Well, they don't have a cigarette ashtray anymore. Like, isn't there, like, a...
Yeah, I'm sure she has a 1978 Cadillac.
How great was that, having a cigarette lighter in your car?
That, but also that so the fun. Shit was, like, the just, like, couch seats.
Yeah.
So dope.
The bench, yeah. I love
so
that.
So dope.
Dude, when I used to smoke, that was the coolest. Like, you had a lighter in your car. Like, that's how much people smoked. Like, I need it. And you push it in, and you wait, and I'd be driving, and I'm like, this is wild.
Yeah, and you see it, like, fucking light up. Oh, that was the best. I remember that. That was great.
And then your ashtray would be full. Like, I would roll around with just a full, filthy, stinking ashtray in my Chevy Nova. Like,
see, even when I used the lighter thing, I would still ash out the window.
Oh, you're smart. Well, where'd you put your butts?
I flicked them. Hey, listen.
Oh my God.
It was 20 years ago when I was smoking. There was there's no such thing as littering.
Yeah, in California, no way, you can't. Well, I didn't want to start fires and shit.
I bet you people are still fucking flicking their cigarettes out
of course.
Yeah. There's 900 voicemails coming in right now. Like, hey, I just flicked one out myself.
I can't believe people still smoke cigarettes. That's wild.
That is, you know what? Out of all these, so on the dating apps, you say like, do you smoke weed? Do you drink? And cigarettes. And I'm like, cigarettes? Who fucking
did? Ew.
I saw like the first person who was like, always, bro. Like some chick was like, can't take it out of my hands if you try. Like, you know, I'm like, who the fuck? Like all of her pictures smoking. I'm like, what is this? Like,
my favorite thing you were saying on PJ Pants is like, when you're like, all these people want to travel. Jesus Christ, all the houses should be empty in Los Angeles because all these people are traveling.
I don't know how anyone's ever home. Like, it's just every girl on here is like, oh, Machu Picchu. Like, oh, I just want to tell, like, oh, I'm wanderlust. Like, I have this whole thing. I'm like, my couch. That's it. That's where you'll find me. Like, you know, and they're all like, oh, I just want to go. And then it's weird because I had like a full relationship from the last time I was here where like I dated a girl and then it ended and now we're not anymore. But she was talking about like traveling and I'm like, listen, I fucking hate to travel, but it's one of those things where like, I understand why people want to do it and I would compromise and travel with you or whatever. So then she's like, we're at dinner with one of her friends and she's like, yeah, we made a compromise. Like, we're only going to take 3 trips a year. And I was like,
that's a lot. So.
What did you want? Like, what are people, what would the non-compromise, would we ever be home? Like, what do you know? What a compromise? We're going away every month. Like, why don't you just move? Like, clearly you don't like where you live. If you're dying to travel, like getting on planes,
something's
people
wrong.
Fucking shaking their feet, all just disgusting. I hate traveling. It's like I don't have my stuff. I'm on a different toilet. I don't know where the good food
is.
It's
the worst.
Yeah, it's
I'm over it too. I don't. I mean, especially because I travel for a living.
Yeah,
and I literally like we use a travel agent because it has to be so specific with Tom and my schedule and like. They know I have specific needs. Like, bro, I gotta have coffee. Like, don't let me get in the fucking room and there's no fucking coffee maker. Cause I'm up late. I need that. I need room service. Is there can I get something to eat at 11 when I'm done working?
Yeah.
A gym. I gotta have like just to keep my life somewhat regulated. Cause
but
otherwise.
See, I also think you're stuck in like you're thinking a little bit of like how you used to be broke and maybe go on vacations.
Oh my God.
Because anywhere you're going, they're going to have room service and a gym and coffee.
You think that. You would think that.
You go places that are like expensive and then they don't have coffee?
Yes. Girl, let me tell you. I went to a place in Des Moines and it was nice. Like I was a nice, I go, send me to the nice place in Des Moines. No fucking coffee maker in the room. Nothing to eat in the hotel. I'm like, are you like, how am I supposed to work here? I have to fucking work.
Kasim's calling. What do you say? Should we pick up?
I'll pick up.
Yo.
You know you want to pick up?
Yeah, you're on where my mom's at, just so you know, right now.
Woo, Kasim. Oh. Hi, buddy.
What's up?
You got to come on. You got to come on. You're too busy. What's up?
I'm sorry. I'm working for the man. I got to go to work. All of us can be on a hit TV show and coast for the rest of our lives.
She wants to hear all about your comic books.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
she said in this episode, she said it's really cool and most girls like it. All the girls she knows.
But Kasim, I want to hear how you categorize them, how you maintain them. Wait, what's the day? He said there's a drop day.
I hear it crackling from
your
dryness.
Well, Kasim, aren't you excited? Well, tell Christina P. what today is.
Today's new comic book day. Every Wednesday, new comic books come out.
Best day of the week.
On the way to the comic book store.
you're gonna pick me up. You want me to text you where I am?
No, I'm already. I thought you were at your house, so you're on your own now.
Oh.
I told you where I was going to be.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, dude. I was busy. I blanked.
Unreal.
What a friend.
See, this is why you're never on a TV show and you can't coast for the rest of your life. I'll talk to you later.
You guys are so silly. I
fucking love it. Not from New York. Doesn't know how to get shit done.
Yep. Doesn't get shit done. Mm-hmm. He's all laid back Cali style. That's why.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I was driving for an hour. Didn't think of anything. Well, try thinking. Fucking unreal.
Do you and Kasim ever fight? Argue about?
We've gotten into like two kind of heated confrontational kind of things before, but it was nothing like, oh man, are we not going to be friends or this? Yeah. It was just like, you know, we're spending a lot of time together during the pandemic. And one thing was political. And it was just really what it was me being dumb. Where, like, you know, he's very, like, on the left, and we know somebody who's on the right. And I'm like, hey, Cass, you think everyone on the right is an idiot. I'm like, so why don't you talk to this person? And you guys, like, because in my head, I'm like, you guys could come to an agreement. And, like, and then, like, that caused a fight because it's like, no, you could talk forever. There's no agreement. Yeah. It's like, you're on that side. But because I'm not on, like, social media and I don't know what's going on in the world, I didn't know that, you know?
Oh.
So it was, like, this thing of...
annoyed with you.
Yeah, he got annoyed, but he thought that, like, I was trying to fucking, like, shit on him by being like, hey, you think everybody's dumb? Talk to this guy. Gotcha. And where I really wasn't. I was literally like, hey, we could figure this all out right here, which is so dumb now that, like, I think about it, obviously.
No,
but
you know, I think you're thinking like a 90s liberal. That's how it used to be. The perception was, hey, we could just have a debate and talk about stuff. And now I'm going to throw up. I don't think people really do that.
Yeah.
I think it's discouraged.
Yeah.
Well, I like you guys together. You're adorable.
Yeah, he's the best. He's such a good friend. He's such a good guy.
But that comic book shit, that is a pussy dryer. I got to tell you that. Anybody, any men listening to this, yo, if you're collecting toys, that's another one. There was a guy in college who I liked. I liked him. He was so cute. And I went to his house, and I used the bathroom. And I peeked in the bedroom. A huge cardboard cutout of Chewbacca. In front of the bed.
Oh, yeah.
And then the figurines on the headboard, the figurines. And then I went to go pee, figurines on the toilet. I was like, I can't do this.
It's crazy that to me that like somebody who has that stuff even wants to bang you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you into women at all? Like, are you into...
I listen, even if there was a guy who was like, you know what? I love this one comic book and I get it and whatever. Like, Kasim's like, whatever comic book comes out on Wednesday, stick it in the bag. I'm like, that's fucking wild. Like, you just love.
But he likes girls, though. I hear him talking.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to help him, Rob.
Listen, I eat fucking staring at the wall. I got to work on myself. You know what I mean? I got to fix my... I'm fucking batshit crazy, too. But it's just, there are some things like that where you got to be like, and that's the other thing, right? It's like, if you are into something like that, don't make it your identity.
Yeah.
Like, we're with him, it's great because he's like making money off of it and whatever. But a lot of guys aren't. Like that guy who had that Chewbacca in his bedroom.
That's his identity.
There's no upside. It's like, he's like, yeah, look. that's Chewbacca. Like, okay.
Yeah. Because I will say I hide, like, I love American Ninja Warrior. That's like, I picked that up when I had my injury. And, yeah, you know, I try to spare Tom from it. Like, I'll watch it when he's not around just so that he doesn't have to stomach it.
Yeah.
And then I like teen dramas. Like, I like teen movies a lot, and I don't make him watch that shit with me. Like, I, you know, I try to hide. I'm ashamed, so I hide.
You got to talk to Yami Lee. Her, like, sister-in-law was one of the women on Ninja Warrior who, like, did really well, like, finished the course.
Wait, is it Flex?
I don't know what her code name is, but her real name is Whitney.
Oh, man, yeah.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fucking, let's text her right now. I want to find out, because it's very hard for a woman to do the advanced course. They don't, not a lot of women make it. Here's Jessie Flex Lebrecht. She's my favorite.
Yeah, that's not her.
Jessie. Yeah, Flex.
Type in Whitney.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And see if anything comes up.
Because women, they don't have often the upper body strength that it takes. A lot of the men got that upper body strength.
Yeah, that's it. Whitney Sigler.
That's her cousin?
Wait, go to the one on the left. No, it's her sister. It's her brother's wife. Yeah, she kicks ass. By the way, she has like seven kids or some shit.
What?
Yeah, and she just kicks ass.
Wow.
But look at her right there. You know why she's running like that? Because she's got seven fucking kids.
Yeah.
I'd be running. I'd be like, get me the fuck out of here.
I know. What a nightmare. Oh, that's so true. Although I have to say, now my kids are a joy. Juju turned 3. And Ellis is 5.5, and it's great. It's fucking fun now, dude. I got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and now I can, like, we talk shit, we play, we run, we do. It's like, dude, once they're human, it's fucking rad. I'm not into, I don't like baby stuff. Like, baby stuff freaks me out. I like them to be a little self-reliant. I like teaching them where, like, Ellis called me a dish bag the other day.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, no, dude, it's a douchebag. Douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, I like teaching them.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Like, you're passing wisdom along.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I teach them cool music and stuff like that.
How was, Jamie came over with her son, right?
So
to your
rad.
House?
So rad.
And he took a shit in your house, right?
Took a shit in my toilet.
Yeah.
In my Toto wash lid. Yeah.
Wow.
She's great, man. We had a blast. I love her. I think she's just such a special lady. We're going to hang out again soon.
She's the best.
She's traveling. Yeah.
She's just the most amazing.
Nice girl. You guys are both normal. I think that's why I liked you too immediately. When you first came on your mom's house, you guys are like the most normal people in Los Angeles. And that's because you're not from here.
Normal, but also very, like, see, Jamie's like normal and very nice and sweet.
Normal. Yeah.
I'm normal and I still have, like, I'm nuts, you know? Like, I got some shit where it's like, what the fuck are you, like, you know?
But to me, that's, but I like that because you're more normal in that you've acknowledged your stuff. I think as long as you're cognizant of what your shit is. And
right,
you're not just like fucking up other people's lives all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I can be friends with people that aren't in therapy or haven't worked their shit out now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you're just projecting all your shit onto me. I can't do this.
Yeah. You got to be able to know. Like, when I was young, it was like, you would get mad and then you would just like find, it would be like, and you'd be like, I'm on the other side of it. Like, what just happened, you know? And we're like, when you get older, like, you know, you go through this stuff and you have therapy and meditation and you're like, oh, okay, I could feel like one of the meditations I do, the guy's like, think about something, right? You have your eyes closed. And he's like, think about something that makes you angry. And think about something that makes you really angry. And he's like, what is it? What is this feeling that you're feeling? Is it in your chest? Is it behind your head? Like, what is anger when you're feeling? And you do this like a bunch. And then like he'll try and transition you to be like, okay, now think of someone you love. And then he's like, feel how that's different. And you feel it. So sometimes like I'll start getting angry now. And instead of it being like 78 minutes later that I realize I'm like, oh, I'm angry.
It's like
45 seconds, you know, where like you're like, oh shit, maybe like I'm bugging a little here, or like,
you mean
this
like
is unnecessary.
You mean like you go through the feeling of it faster because you can locate the feeling in your body, like you can identify it? Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, and it's like, also like I know something's going on here instead of just like, I woke up, I had breakfast, I got angry. It's just part of the thing. Like, you know, it's like you realize you got angry when it's over.
Yes.
That's how I used to be.
Same.
Where now it's like, oh, I feel this. I'm only 45 seconds into it. I feel like I see, oh yeah, I am. My voice is a little raised. I'm this, like here, I'm getting there. Let me chill out. No matter what, like even there's times where I'm like, no, you should be fucking angry at this. Yeah. It's like, no, it's okay. Like,
have you done the stuff where you go and you figure out the root cause? Are you that, I don't know where you're at.
Yeah.
Where you're like, that's a childhood thing. That's because the reason I get mad every time a leaf blower blows because my dad beat me with a leaf blower. Like, do you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I did that like 8 years ago. I did some of that, but also it's like a lot of my stuff is just mimicking what I saw around me, you know? Mm. A lot of stuff isn't like, there's this, like some things are, like there's this root thing of this, but then there's just times where it's like, my natural thing is to like, shut it down, like, you know, like, okay, no, like, let's move on, like, or it was get angry. And like the thing growing up in my like family or whatever was like being right was a currency, you know? It's like, I never saw a lot of like physical abuse, but it was like the fights were daily. Ugh, they were fucking crazy. It. Yeah, and it was like, it really, like now, you know, when I was just dating this girl, it's like,
I hate fighting.
Yeah. And somebody told me like, okay, when you're fighting, you're not fighting against the person you're fighting with. You're fighting against the fight. You want the fight to be over. So how do you fight the fight? What do you do to make the fight end? Not, I have to let this person know how they're wrong, you know, which is, and that was the thing in my childhood or growing up. It was very like, somebody would argue about the same thing for 4 hours, just trying to like prove the other one wrong. And then when it was like, oh yeah. And then it was like, yeah. Like, and that was like the currency of like, I feel on top of the world right now because I was right. And like getting to the bottom of that whole thing was a lot of what I was working on. Where like, I'll still catch myself doing it, you know, sometimes where I'm like, like, and then you see some people where like that doesn't exist to them, where like somebody says something wrong and you know that they know it's wrong and they just go like, oh, okay. Like, and they just let it go. Like, I can't, it's like, you, now it's, you know, at a 2 where it used to be at like a 10 of like, if somebody's fucking wrong, you gotta be the one to fucking let them know they're fucking wrong, and you gotta tell them why, and you gotta prove it, and you gotta, and now it's just like, yo, chill. And like, it still gets the best of me sometimes, you know, like I still fucking, it still happens, but yeah. I think doing the work is like figuring out, like, oh yeah, I was doing that there, you know, like with this girl that I was dating, one of the things she said was like, you know, after dating for like 2 weeks, she's like, you know, sometimes I feel like you kind of like are picking on me, like you're not intentionally like being mean, but, and I was like, oh yeah, well, because like I was like, yeah,
like I'm joking with her, like,
right, yeah. And I was like, you know, okay, what, like I'm sorry, I got to, I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, I've only been around friends, so that's the thing, you know, like when, and it wasn't like, you fucking stupid bitch, you know, but it was like when, it was like when she did something dumb, instead of being like, hey, that's all right, it would be, I would make her feel worse about it, you know, but I thought I was being funny, and like, that was the problem, right, is like 80% of the time she'd be laughing hysterically, and then the 20% of the time she'd be like, whoa, I think you're being like a little mean or whatever, and I was like, you know what, you're totally right, like, this is probably not the best way to start like a romantic relationship. Yeah. I'd be being like, yeah, that was fucking dumb when you did that, huh?
Yeah,
like,
come on, fatso. Yeah,
yeah. So like, it was like, you know, just acknowledging. And again, it's like, to me, the work isn't like, okay, hey, I'll never do that again. Like, no, but it's more like, okay, like I have to acknowledge it. I know I do that. Can you point out to me when I do it? If I do it, I just want to know, like, and that was the thing at first, like the first day I was like, you know what, like maybe let me know where the line is. And then like the next day I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to try and dance around the line. Like, yeah, I'm just going to not make fun of you, which is hard.
But that's not, see, but then you went into the whole thing of like, okay, so then now for the rest of your life, you got to walk on fucking tender hooks. Is that the right phrase? You know what I mean? Actually, yeah. Like you're always like, I don't know. I gotta fucking dial myself back because Nancy can't handle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but see,
you gotta find a savage, bro.
See, but to me, that's where like the childhood shit comes in, because I go, what's wrong with her that she can't handle abuse?
Yeah. Just take the abuse,
which is crazy, right? Yeah. That's our thing, because there was so much abuse around that. It's like, you think that's abuse?
Yeah,
like,
it's nothing.
No, like, exactly. So it is us. Like, it's us being like, hey, you need to fucking be this. Right. And that's the thing. It's like, even if you say like, hey, you have your way, I have mine, that's one thing. But if you're like, hey, you got to fucking toughen up. Like, like, and listen, that's what my head says.
Yeah, my head always says
yeah,
that.
But you have to, like, I think the way to, like, learn and be whatever is to, like, hey, maybe someone should be upset when someone they care about and love is, like, telling them they're a fucking moron. And, whoops, like, yeah, right? Like, I think they're actually probably healthier. Like, where with us, it's like, oh, me and my friends, it was, like, whoever loved you the most was the one who shit on you.
Of course.
The most and whatever, which, again, it's like, I think we have to go, hey, that's how we are. And we have to understand that that's how they are. But I think the problem comes in when you start being like, hey, you need to be more like me.
Yeah, you need to be dysfunctional. Like,
right. And it's like, yeah. Hey, like when I'm going to be, it's just like, even if you could see like 50% of the shit I used to do is going away, it's like she'll see that I'm trying to change and compromise and like not do that thing.
Yeah.
You know, but it's also great when like we had our issues, but she was great when it came to like telling me what was going on. You know, what we had a real problem with is like, again, I don't know if it's the addict or the New Yorker or how I grew up. I'm very honest and I just say what I'm fucking thinking in this. And I think whether she was dating people who were like this or people in her family were like this, like she would always try and like decode what I was saying.
Oh.
And I was like, no. I said exactly what I fucking meant.
Yeah.
And it would be like, and then she would say like, okay, yeah, like totally that. And then like an hour later, she'd be like, maybe you did that thing because of this. And I'd be like, what? No, like you don't understand.
I told you.
That was my reaction. Like, that's just how I feel. Like, you know, she tried to say like, oh, well, you don't like traveling. Maybe you should go to therapy because you hate traveling so much. And I'm like, what? I hate everything. And she's like, no, I think it's because like you just want to control everything.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well,
it feels better that way.
Right.
I like to control stuff too.
Right. And I'm like, yeah, that's part of it. But it's also like, it's not like I've never traveled.
Right.
I traveled. I saw it. I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I it's not like someone.
Big Ben, Notre Dame, done it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, clock. Hey. Like, okay. But it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm not somebody who's never left their fucking house.
Yeah, like, you're a pretty cultured guy. You've seen the world. You've done stuff. It's not like you're this hermit who's never, or who's phobic of the world.
Yeah, and I'm just like, no, I just know where I'm happier. And again, like I told her, sure, like we could compromise. We can go on trips or whatever. But it was still like that was the thing that we just talked about, right? Was like she was trying to push on to me that because I didn't like to travel, it wasn't normal.
That you're abnormal.
Like she's like, you should be more like me.
Right.
Where I enjoy not having all my stuff, sleeping in a random bed, shitting on a random toilet.
Sorry. We got to wrap in a second. But here's the thing I'm thinking of with Tom and I. And I really do think, I mean, I think Matt Fulcheron said this once. He's like, musicians are united by the music they like, they love. Comedians are united by the comics they hate. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's something to that where you can sit in a room with somebody. This is always what I tell people with Tom and I, why we work so well, is that he and I can sit in a cafe for hours, like hours. And then all I have to do is go, holy shit, you see that? And he goes, fucking A, I can't believe that shit either. And we know exactly who we're talking about. It's that couple that's fighting over there, or that guy wearing socks and sandals, and he looks like a fucking douchebag. And it's, you're united by your hangups. Because Tom and I are more united by what we both hate doing. Like for instance, we have a mutual thing of family. I don't like hanging out with family. I don't like my family. I don't necessarily want to spend a whole lot of time with other people's family. And we have a mutual respect. So for instance, if my family comes around, I'll be like, Tom, you got to pass. Get the fuck out of here. I'll take care of this. And I don't drag him into the shit he doesn't want to do because I know he doesn't like it, and vice versa. Like, understanding what that fucker hates, I think that's even more important than being like, we'd love to travel. Well, okay.
Yeah.
What about the shit you hate? Do you hate the same shit?
Well, I remember
that's bigger.
There's like a dating app supposedly that was based on like the shit that
you
hate. Instead of matching you on the stuff you like to do, it's like, what do you hate? And the reason I don't know. I don't know if it like got popular enough or whatever.
Did it work, Nadav? Have you heard it?
I have not heard of it.
All right.
Yeah. But it's like, because I think like you said, right? It's like, if I really like something, I could understand a lot easier somebody not liking it than when I'm like, oh my God, that's the grossest thing ever. And someone's like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like clipping your toenails on the plane is gross. And you're like, no, that you don't find
you don't
that gross. Where if somebody's like, oh, I like to travel. I'm like, oh, I get why you like to travel. Like, I just don't. Like, whatever. Or if somebody's like, here you go.
Okay. Former Goldman Sachs employee built a dating app that matches you based on what you hate. And it's just launched in the UK. I feel like the UK would love that.
What's the date on that? 2012?
2017. Hater. The dating app is called Hater. You should get on there.
I think I tried it, but there's like not enough. You know, like girls probably just see the word hate and they're like, that's me.
I agree. And women are taught to be pleasing as well. So it's a little more cultural, I think, for men to be able to. And by the way, one last thing before we go. Women are always looking for the hidden meaning with men. And my mother always told me that men don't lie. Meaning, yes, they lie to your face, but I'm saying, like, if a man tells you something like, I don't want to get married, I don't want kids, I'm not interested, just hear that. Like, don't try to change that. Don't try to, and he'll tell you. Like you probably, you know, men are very direct with their preferences and there's no subtext. Female communication, I think there's a lot of subtext involved, yeah. Which I struggle with female relationships in that regard. I don't like playing the guessing game. I don't want to guess what you're fucking thinking. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But men are not fucking subtle. They're very out there, which is kind of a nice thing.
And that's like, the best part about hanging out with dudes is like, you could be with your friend, you're like, all right, I'm out. And it's like, it's literally all right, peace.
Gone.
Like, done. But the girl's like, oh, what, you're going to go now? Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, did you, like, well, when are we going to? And there's like all, and it's the same. Sometimes I feel that way on the phone too. Yeah. Like, I'll even be like, I'll be talking to one of my boys and like, something is going on. I'm like, yo, I'll call you back, peace. Like, and it's just like, done. Or we're like, if you do that to a girl, like, well, you just hung up on me like earlier. And what was that? And this, it's like, I don't.
Stupid bitch. Well, on that note, bye.
Yeah.
Bye, Rob. thank you so much for coming. You're just a joy. Pajama Pants Podcast. Check it out. Trot out.
Thank you.
And now you're on TikTok.
Yeah, Pajama Pants Podcast. And I'll do a teaser for next week's episode.
Oh.
I just see, for Where My Mom's At, I just see one line up there. It says, kids stuck in toilet. That's great. I love that.
We didn't even play that one.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Teaser for next week.
Oh, okay. You got it.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you for being here. Fabulous, Rob Eiler.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for all the stuff that all the, you know, half of our fans, I feel like, are your fans.
No way, you guys. You're the best. Okay, guys, come see me do stand up live. ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. And until next time, stay cool, moms. Ooh, ooh.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?